जलते हैं, फूल खिलते हैं, दिए जलते हैं। इस रंग रूप पे देखो हरगिज नाज न करना,
Kishore Kumar. Economic Review. It is scripted by Manish Anand, senior journalist, and presented by Surya Yadav.
The just concluded G20 summit at Cannes lauded India's efforts to ratify United Nations Treaty Against Corruption. At the same time, India's demand for the developed economies to bring in transparency in their banking system to share data of tax evaders were reflected in the joint communique issued at the end of the G20 summit. Though the G20 summit was largely focused on dealing with the immediate Eurozone crisis, voices of emerging economies like India, Brazil, South Africa were heard when they called for measures to ensure that the tax evaders in their countries do not stash away wealth in European banks. Prime Minister Manmohan Singh made stress in his speech at the G20 summit to address larger issues of world economies like investment and trade, while adding that the Eurozone crisis is for the European countries to solve. In another landmark development, Pakistani cabinet approved the move to grant most favored nation to India, which had been done so far for its western neighbor about two decades ago. The Pakistani leadership later confirmed on its conflicting report that the decision to grant MFN status to India was irreversible. This is clearly in line with the ongoing official level talks between two countries to move past the pressure on bilateral trade. More decisive expression of intention was seen during the SAARC summit at Maldives. Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and his Pakistani counterpart, Yusuf Reza Gilani, affirmed to work for a preferential free trade agreement along with realizing the dreams of SAARC free trade agreement. Such a trade bloc of over 1.8 billion people in the South Asian continent has the potential to bring in growth and prosperity for the participating nations. Meanwhile, the food inflation, which had been climbing for a while, showed a sign of moderation as it came down to 11.81% for the week ended on October 29. The food inflation has been a matter of concern for the Indian government. The rising demand from the people has clearly not been matched by the supply from the producers of the consumable goods. It should be recalled that the food inflation was 12.68% in the corresponding week of the previous year. As per data released by the government, vegetables became 26.05% costlier on a year-on-year basis during the week ended October 29. Pulses grew costlier by 13.27%. Fruits by 11.70% and milk by 11.79%. Eggs, meat and fish also became 12.74% more expensive on an annual basis, while cereal prices were up 4.07%. However, onions became 19.31% cheaper. Wheat prices were also down 1.77% year-on-year during the week under review. However, the Planning Commission has said that 4% growth of the agriculture sector is required to keep a check on inflationary pressure in the 12th five-year plan beginning April 2012. It has been noted that about 3.5% growth in agriculture during the 11th five-year plan period had largely been responsible for fueling the food inflation due to demand and supply mismatch. The Planning Commission is of the view that though growth in production of food grains has been satisfactory, the country needs to improve production of other crops, including pulses and oilseeds. Finance Minister Pranab Mukherjee also attributed double-digit food inflation to high demand for protein-based food articles. He referred to increase in food inflation in the past 3 weeks to high demand for vegetables, meat and eggs. Experts, too, have been of the opinion that with rise in the income level of the people in rural areas, there has been high demand for protein-based food articles, leading to a situation where there is clear demand-supply mismatch. The Reserve Bank of India, on the other hand, is of the opinion that inflation would ease to 7% by the end of this financial year. In its mid-yearly review of monetary and credit policy, RBI raised the policy rate by 25 basis points to 8.5% in order to clamp down inflation and inflationary expectations. RBI has increased policy rate by 375 basis points in 13 tranches since March 2010. Experts are, however, hopeful of the fact that the RBI would begin cutting the lending rates from the beginning of the next year in a bid to boost industrial production. They are of the opinion that once the inflation comes down to about 7%, the RBI would have more free hand to relax tight control over the lending rates. Meanwhile, the oil companies increased petrol prices by ₹1.82 per litre with effect recently. This is the fourth hike in prices this year. The government had in June last year deregulated petrol from all price controls. The oil companies maintain that the retail rates have not moved in line with the cost, as high inflation forced them to seek advice from the parent oil ministry before revising rates. They reason that they were losing ₹1.50 per litre on petrol, and after including local levies, the desired increase in retail prices was ₹1.82 per litre. There is also some concern that industrial growth is moderating. Industrial growth fell further to 1.9% in September, mainly due to poor output from the manufacturing sector. Growth in factory output, as measured in terms of the Index of Industrial Production, or IIP, stood at 6.1% in September last year, as per the latest data. During the April-September period this fiscal, IIP growth stood at 5% as against 8.2% in the same period last year. Meanwhile, the IIP growth figure for August this year has been revised downward to 3.59% from the provisional estimate of 4.1%. Experts are of the view that high borrowing costs of the industries coupled with sluggish demands are pushing down the industrial growth rates. Meanwhile, the Union Cabinet approved manufacturing policy, which is expected to boost growth along with improving the quality of life of the labor force. The Commerce Minister, Anand Sharma, maintained that the new manufacturing policy has a better dispensation for the labor than the existing norms. He has the view that there is a job loss policy to ensure that workers get suitable compensation in case of business losses or closure of units. With around 225 million Indians set to join the workforce by 2025, the policy aims to create 100 million jobs by 2022. It also aims to increase the share of manufacturing in the GDP to 25% within a decade. The policy lays stress on skills training as well as incentivizing green technologies and small and medium enterprises. It also seeks to allay apprehensions on land acquisition for industry and concerns over easing labor and environment norms. The government has indicated that the landmark food security bill would come up for consideration of the Union Cabinet this week. The move is to introduce the legislation in the upcoming winter session of Parliament. The draft food security bill intends to entitle 75% of the people in rural areas and 50% of them in the urban areas for subsidized food grains. Union Minister of State for Food and Public Distribution, K.V. Thomas, has said that once passed, the bill enables ration card holders to have legal right over subsidized food grains. If any fair price shop fails to provide food grains accordingly, strong legal action can be initiated against them, quote unquote, Thomas. India continues to have bumper food grains production this year. As against food grain production of 120 million tons in the last financial year, it is estimated that the food grain production in the country will touch 123.88 million tons during 2011-2012. Further, there appears to be better storage as wastage of food grains, which stood at about 2.5% 5 years ago, has come down to 0.003%. Bearish trends prevailed over the stock market, which appears to be clearly factoring in the negative sentiment in the global markets. The 30-share sensitive index Sensex was little over 17,000 mark, while the Nifty was hovering above 5,100 mark.
You are listening to Economic Review. It was scripted by Manish Anand, senior journalist, and presented by Surya Yadav. Studio clock is 3:30 hours Indian Standard Time, that is 2200 hours UTC. The news follows.
This is All India Radio. The news read by Aditi Singh. The headlines. Partial removal of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act in Jammu and Kashmir is a sensitive issue and has to be dealt with in a cool and mature manner, says the Defense Minister. India says it is ready to work with Pakistan for boosting bilateral trade under South Asian Preferential Trading Agreement. 17th International Children's Film Festival gets off to a colourful start at Hyderabad. India and Britain have agreed to enhance cooperation in research to develop innovative medical products. And now the news in detail. The Union Defence Minister, Mr. A.K. Antony, has said that the partial removal of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act in Jammu and Kashmir is a sensitive issue and has to be dealt